Welcome to Soul Expression Podcast, the podcast for your soul. Come on a journey with me to discover and understand your soul's purpose and what you truly can become. We are all connected. So let me help you feed your soul and heal your mind and body. It's all love. Welcome to our journey together. Love, souls. I want to thank you for joining me, and I appreciate you taking the time to come and stop and find out about healing, because today I want to talk about healing. It's something that everybody needs to do and something that everyone experiences. It's some type of trauma, whether it be big, small. It's something that they still may not have healed from. And in situations like that, it can stay with you for life and eat at you constantly. So, you know, when I look at healing, I would always look at healing from my perspective alone and not from the perspective of those that I felt may have put me in a position to feel a certain way. And being an empath and just realizing that now, I have now put myself in the position of the people who have wronged me, and I have a whole new perspective on some of the feelings I had growing up, and you know, putting all that into order. And one of the things that I realized is this is something that I thought is what I felt isn't what someone else feels. So someone else may not feel that they're doing something to me in a situation that I feel. And if I don't verbalize that and I just keep holding it in, then it's going to continuously eat at me. And I can't blame that person because I didn't voice my opinion on the situation. So I had to take a step back and really analyze some of the situations. And this week I went to PodFest, which is a podcasting conference. And I met a lot of beautiful souls and I talked to a lot of people about the podcast and what I'm doing. And a lot of people were vibing with me. And talking to people and explaining what the show was about, it gave me a whole new insight into what I really am doing and want to do. And I've learned over the past few months of just learning about myself and who I am that I'm a spiritual healer as well. And when I say that, when I first said that, the word healer made me think that I could heal people. And in essence, I'm not able to heal anyone. They have to heal themselves. I'm just here as a vessel to help them. I'm here to be a listening ear, to give different viewpoints and different perspectives. And a lot of the conversations I had this week with all these beautiful souls got me to realizing that yes, I am a spiritual healer, but at the same time, I cannot heal. I can only assist those who are looking to be healed. So, you know, I don't talk to spirits. I don't do tarot cards at the moment. Eventually, I'll get into doing some of that. But what I do is I want to connect with the person, the soul. I'm trying to connect with your soul and see what your soul is saying. I'm not going to ask any spirits what they think. I'm not going to ask the cards what they think. I want to know what your spirit feels, how your spirit feels, what your soul needs. That's really what my goal and my mission is. So I'll give you a couple examples of how I changed my outlook. And this just happened, I'll say, like last night. So after talking to some people, they were like, man, you should write your story down. And just write things down. So I did that. And I was writing things down about my childhood, about how I felt about certain things. And when I started writing, I put down positive and negatives. And I started writing the positive, and then I moved to the negative side. And I got super emotional over it because I just didn't like how writing about the negative stuff made me feel. So I sat for a few minutes and I decided to completely go go away from the positive and negative aspect of things that I experienced during my childhood. So instead of taking those things and being negative, I took them and I put them as lessons versus negatives. The positive things, those are technically still kind of positive because those things that I experienced throughout my entire childhood and it never changed. So those things are like, well, like life-lasting things. But the lessons were only temporary as far as the lessons. So I'll give you a couple of examples. Always felt different than other people. Never cared about nice clothes. I never cared about shoes, cars, none of that stuff that, you know, as a kid, you really cared about. I liked collecting cards, baseball and football, basketball. I collected cards, but I really didn't care about any of that stuff. I didn't really care about going to school and learning what they were teaching. I really didn't care about going to church and learning what they were teaching. I always thought I was super different. And that always kept me in the shell because when I tried to fit in, I just never felt comfortable trying to fit in with others and what they were doing. I never cared about like being in a band, you know, because I'm from New Orleans. So in New Orleans, the band, shit, that's bigger than being a football player, basketball player, essentially, because we love music. So I never cared about that. Never cared about being on the basketball team, football team. I just, you know, all those things really never called me. I just did them because everybody else was doing it. And I always felt different, and it really kept me from connecting with people because I just didn't feel it. And so, you know, I wouldn't say I was down because I was comfortable in my own skin and being to myself. You know, don't get me wrong, I still had friends, but it was still different. But instead of looking at that as being different, I take the approach that I was just a unique person. I was a one of one, and that one of one could be like no other. And, you know, accepting that, you know, I wish I could have known that then, so I could have accepted it then. I kind of accepted it because I really just didn't give a shit. If you didn't like me or fuck with me, I really didn't, you know, I wasn't going to lose no sleep over it. So, you know, it's, like I said, it kept me from reaching out to people and getting to know people. So I just stayed to myself besides a few friends that I had. And for some kids, you know, they see that being different is really bad. But nah, man, you just got to flip it and just understand that you're a unique person. You're a one of one. You're not going to like everything that everybody else likes. And, you know, you shouldn't really care. So flipping that to just knowing that my uniqueness made me what I am. That just made things so much easier to understand about who I am as an adult, that I'm always going to be different. And that's just the way it is. So I'm not going to complain, you know, move on from that situation to the next. Like me and my brother, we had a very unique relationship. A lot of times I felt like he bullied me. And I could carry that as a negative thing. But I decided to switch my mindset on that. And instead of saying that that was a negative experience, it was more of a positive experience, or a lesson, I should say, because I learned not to let anyone else bully me. You know, nobody else could bully me. Because he was my brother and I gave him a lot of benefit and leeway on, you know, how he treated me. But anyone else, I wouldn't stand for it. So to me, it was a lesson of being able to stand up for myself. Even in that situation with him, for a while I wasn't able to. But it allowed me to know that I wouldn't allow it to happen from anyone else. And nobody else did. Because if they tried me, all that anger that I had for my brother bullying me, I would convert for them. So in a way, it protected me from others. So I learned a lesson of protecting myself from people, because you never know what's going to happen. So instead of being negative about it, I looked at it as though now I can protect myself and stand up for myself against anyone. And eventually I stood up to him and we got past that, and you know, our relationship hadn't had any friction since then. So just, you know, looking back on that situation, when I look back at it now, I don't look at it as a negative. I look at it as a lesson, something I learned. I learned something from that situation. Even though it wasn't a great situation for me during that time, I still learned something from it, and it made me stronger, it made me better, it made me wiser. So, you know, with some situations, you just have to really change your viewpoint of the situation. And I'll give you another example. A lot of times during the summer times, my mom would enroll me in different camps, send me to summer camps. I would go stay with a relative for the summertime or friends. And during those times, I kind of felt like I was being pushed aside, honestly. And it could at a young age really play with your mind, because you know you're always going somewhere and everybody else seems to be staying home, so it seems like you're just not wanted. And even though I completely know that wasn't the case at that time as well, but I still, you know, not understanding emotions and things like that, it still played in my head differently. So I look at that situation as, now I wasn't unwanted. They understood that I needed to experience a lot of different things in life to fulfill my purpose. And that's what it was more about, was me getting to experience many different sides of life. And, you know, I would go stay with my cousins, and they had a normal household, I guess you would say. Mom, dad, and everybody was there. Because I grew up with a single parent, four women, my grandmother and her four daughters, so actually five. So, you know, I got to see different aspects and understand that there's a lot more to life, and there's a lot of people that you're going to meet, a lot of experiences you can have. And I look at that as a benefit. When I was in that age, I really thought that I wouldn't say I was unwanted, but more of I was just being sent away for various reasons. And, you know, but now I know it wasn't that. It was something more. It was for my purpose. And at the same time, in that same experience, I was also fatherless. And I knew who he was. He knew who I was. His family knew who I was. But it seemed as if they didn't want anything to do with me. So that also made me feel unwanted, because I was seeing other people, other kids have relationships with their father. And that really, you know, made me jealous, because that's what I wanted as well. And I didn't get that. But again, that was part of the unwanted feeling. But knowing that it was for a greater purpose, it was for me to be able to understand that people have their own lives. People are going to make their own decisions, and there's not much you can do about it. You can gripe over it, or you can choose to see it from their perspective and understand where they're coming from. Which eventually, me and my father did connect, and I was able to accept him and all the things that happened in the past, and get past it, because, you know, he's human. He made his choices, what he thought was best for himself. And I'm not gonna judge him for that. I'm not gonna hate him for that. It's just what he chose. And, you know, we all choose things that we feel are best for us at the time, whether it's right or wrong. So again, I look at those situations as benefits, because it taught me so much more about who I am than really breaking me down, because those situations were only fleeting moments. I always felt the love, and I always felt protected, I always felt nurtured, I always felt safe. But those moments were there for a reason, to help guide me to coming into this man that I've become over the years. So, you know, just knowing that there was a purpose for it, and understanding and being able to see multiple aspects of the situation, and taking that situation, then molding it into something that's going to benefit me versus continuously weigh me down. And that's what people do. They take those situations and they put them on their back so it can weigh them down. instead of trying to understand it, analyzing it, and releasing it. And like I said earlier, what I felt isn't what someone else felt. And if I didn't speak my piece, they would never know. And even if you do, they may still not even give a shit. So it's up to you, because healing is an alone process. You have to forgive yourself. You have to forgive others. And you can't expect anyone to forgive you or anything else. It's all about you. And that may sound selfish, and I'm a big firm believer in being selfish when it comes to self and healing and mental health and physical and all that. You have to be selfish. So in the essence of what I'm trying to say is, you really have to start changing your mindset. You have to get out of that negative mind frame, because as long as you stay in that negativity, it's going to eat at you. You have to be able to find the benefits that it has made in your life, the impacts, regardless of how bad the trauma was. If you're still alive to think about it, talk about it, and you're still able to heal from it. And what you have to understand is you, no one else, you. So, and I don't want to hold y'all too long. I just want to drop a few pieces of wisdom in your ear, give you something to think about changing your mindset. And it's not an easy thing, because I've been through things, and I'm sure that there's people who's been through way worse things than I have and feel that they'll never be able to get over it or forgive the person. But if you want to heal yourself, that's going to be the start, is yourself, not anyone else, because nobody else can do it. No one else, only you. So, man, I appreciate y'all joining me. I feel all the love from all you souls out there. Just keep sending the love. I'm going to keep sending it right back to you. So, until next time, man, stay love, take care of yourselves, and feed your soul.